Here's what I say to being over 60 years of age. Bring it. I earned it. I embrace it, and I thank God for it. Today, I welcome you to the Elder Pride Podcast. You know, Elder Pride is a community of spiritually engaged LGBTQ seniors. Based on attributes and teaching known as the science of mind, which is a faith, philosophy, and a way of living, Elder Pride strives to support our senior LGBTQ community to live a full, authentic, and rewarding life after 60 years of age. I was recently asked why I founded Elder Pride. For me, it's a calling. You see, the arc of my adulthood spans from Stonewall to seeing a married gay man be a viable candidate for president of the United States. I am honored to have been alive to see it. I also learned I can survive almost anything. You know, AIDS took nearly all of my gay male friends that I shared my life with between the ages of 25 and 35. Dozens of vital men that have so much to offer the world. I stand on their shoulders even now. So, aging doesn't intimidate me one bit. Not one damn bit. I am a survivor. I am a master at reinventing my life as well. I have loved completely, worked diligently to leave a legacy that matters, and most of all, I'm just getting started. I'm not retiring, I'm re-engaging, and that's what I'm encouraging you to do right along with me. Don't retire, re-engage your life, find the direction that fulfills you. And let's do it together at Elder Pride. I have two tools to serve my intention. Recently, I was named the Educational Ambassador for SAGE. SAGE is an advocacy organization for the elder LGBTQ community. And secondly, I'm taking my 35 years of ministry and launching what is known as a focused ministry called Elder Pride. From today forward, everything I do is dedicated to serving the needs of those over 60 in the LGBTQ community. We are not invisible. We will not live in isolation. Our stories will not go untold, thanks to Elder Pride. And most importantly, no one will take away all that we have gained so far. Not on our watch. So here's to being over 60. I say bring it. Who wants to join me in making these years the best ever? Are you in? You know, this program and this website and our annual convention in February of 2020 are all tools for supporting our intention. So why the spiritual focus? And why science of mind? Well, I think by bringing the two tools together of SAGE and the resources they make available, and the teaching of science of mind, we can bring everything together in one place that serves your life. What I love about being a minister and a senior spiritual leader with the CSL community, which stands for Centers for Spiritual Living, is that CSL, or the Centers for Spiritual Living, honor all faith traditions. And so therefore, you can be Jewish, you can be Buddhist, you could be a devout Christian and still have what we teach at Elder Pride serve your spiritual journey. Maybe you're agnostic. Maybe you have no spiritual tradition as well. That's fine. Because again, what is offered at Elder Pride talks about a philosophy and a way of living that supports you from getting where you are to where you want to be. And I think by bringing the tools of SAGE together with a new look, a new understanding of our spirituality will serve all of us that are over 60 years of age. How do we engage? Well, I hope you will engage with me on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/JackRElliott and you'll find my Facebook page. You can also find me on Twitter at Spirit Coach for You. That's Spirit Coach 4U. Spirit Coach for You at Twitter. And soon, I know I'm a little ahead of my game today, but soon you'll be able to have access to elderprideforme.org. That will be a special website just for this community. So if you want to be a part from the beginning, I encourage you to reach out and email me at mailforjre@icloud.com. That's mail4jre@icloud.com. And if you'll send me your note, send me your intention to want to play with us, we'll send you even more information and you'll have access to our launch party at elderprideforme.org. You know, my website right now is revjackelliott.com, so you can certainly go there and get more information about what I'm up to, because currently I'm serving as a senior spiritual leader at Central Valley Center for Spiritual Living in Fresno, California. And I also serve the community known as Heart and Soul Center of Light as the founding president of Heart and Soul Center of Light in Oakland, California. So check out my website, revjackelliott.com, and you'll find out even more information. And look for the launching of that podcast and launching of our website. But here's the thing that I want to plant the seed for you right now. I want you to save the date. I want you to go to your calendar right now and look up President's Day weekend in 2020. It starts on February 13th when we will host a four-day conference, a four-day spiritual breakthrough opportunity known as Elder Pride 2020. So look for those deals in the airlines, look for those deals in hotels in the Bay Area, and come spend President's Day weekend with us here at Elder Pride. You will be so enriched. More important, information will be coming forth soon, but I want you to save that date and start making your plans to join us in Oakland, California, in the San Francisco Bay Area, coming this President's Day weekend as we all come together for Elder Pride 2020. So listen for this podcast. Share this podcast with your friends. If you have friends over 60, I encourage you to engage them into listening to our podcast, visiting our websites, and coming with you to Oakland in February. Let's do this together. Let's build a village. We have so much to do in these years after 60. I'm going to show you how. I'm going to teach you things that will get you engaged once again, to forget that idea of retirement and think of this opportunity as re-engagement of your life. You still have a lot to do, and I know it, and I want to call you out so that you can come do it with us. In the meantime, go have a blessed day. You got this. Watch for us on the web, and we'll see you soon. Thank you for listening to Elder Pride. I'm Reverend Jack Elliott, and this program has been produced by Jack Elliott Ministries and Elder Pride 2020. Thank you for listening.